And it's People in Your Neighborhood. This morning I'm joined by Shane Cramey here in the studio. Good morning, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good morning, Will.
And I know there's some stuff coming up over there in Fort Pierre. You want to let everybody know about it?
Yeah, it's going to be a busy upcoming weekend and week, and I guess entire summer schedule. So we'll just kicked right off here with the Tyler Wilcox Golf Classic, and that'll take place on Saturday, June 14th at the Dunes Golf Course in Fort Pierre. And I do understand that both flights of that Golf Classic are already filled up. So we're looking forward to that. There'll be a great crowd, and they always have a good time out there at the Dunes doing that. And there will be the awards presentation will take place at the Silver Spur following that event, and the Side Hackers will play live outside in the parking lot. So should be a good time there at the Silver Spur in Fort Pierre.
Nice, some music.
Some live music, and I think there's other venues that are hosting live music as well. I think the West Side Bar is hosting Colt Hughes, and I believe Drifters will be having their patio sessions.
Yeah.
So just encourage everyone to get out and check those things out and spend a little time and enjoy all that live music, because it's a great thing to have. I remember a time when there wasn't that much live music around the community, so it's great to have it all back.
Absolutely. It's the two words that I love here together. Free music, live music.
Absolutely. You got to like that word, free.
That's right.
So then after that weekend, we're going to get things kicked off with the 76th Annual South Dakota High School Rodeo Finals, and that'll begin on Tuesday, June 17th. And just a big shout-out to River Bluff Customs Home, because that rodeo is presented by them. They're a large sponsor, and just a huge thank you to them. And I'll just run down the schedule here quickly. On Tuesday, it'll begin the 76th Annual High School Rodeo at the Expo Center in the fairgrounds. And we're going to kick it off with the Rodeo Queens contestant interviews and horsemanship competition, as well as the first go-round of the girls and boys cutting and rein cow horse competition. And then that'll be on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, we'll go to the second go-round of the cutting and the rein cow horse. And the vendors do open. Just like to remind everyone that those vendors will be available under the grandstands beginning every day at 8:30 from Wednesday on through Saturday. So encourage everyone to stop by. They have some great products down there, great vendors, great merchandise, great food, and just stop on over and enjoy all of that. And there will be the short round of the cutting of the rein cow horses on Wednesday in the afternoon with the contestants and families meal at the Expo Center. And that is provided by the South Dakota Farmers Union. That's always a great meal. They bring that in there. We have the picnic table set up. So I'd like to see everyone come on over to that free meal for those contestants and those families. We get to visit with everyone. And then, on Thursday will be the Monument Health Cancer Awareness, the Pink Rodeo Performance. That'll begin at 9 a.m. And then the military and first responders will have their rodeo performance at 5 p.m. And I would like to say the trap shooting will take place out at Willow Creek Wildlife as well. And that will happen on Thursday. So those young people get to go out there and do some trap shooting. And thanks to Willow Creek Wildlife. So then on... on Friday, we'll have the Queens competition. That'll be the written test and the scholarship interview at the Expo Center. And then the Michael Glenn Memorial Coalition Rodeo Performance, and that begins at 9 a.m. And there'll be a rifle shooting contest at Willow Creek at 1 o'clock. And then we'll crown the Queen at 4:30. And then there'll be an evening rodeo performance, which will begin at 5 o'clock on Friday. And that is sponsored by the Fort Pierre Chamber of Commerce. And we're happy to sponsor that go-around of that rodeo. And there'll be the Cowboy and Cowgirl Prom at the Expo Center that evening on Friday. And it's always great to see all of those young people come in and they get dressed up. And it's an actual prom. So be looking forward to that. Then on Saturday, the vendors open again. There's going to be a dodgeball and volleyball tournament with the contestants and the Galloping Grad Senior Parade and the C&B Operations Final Rodeo Performance, and that'll be at 4 o'clock on Saturday. So if you want to see some rodeo action, encourage everyone to get over there and watch these young people, because they're the possible up-and-coming stars of rodeo around our country, around our area. So encourage everyone to stop over. Then on Sunday, the Fort Pierre Chamber will serve an awards breakfast for all the state awards winners and their families at 8:30 at the Pat Duffy Community and Youth and Involved Center. And there'll be a meeting for all national qualifiers that qualified during this finals rodeo. And they'll get signed up to go to the nationals, so they'll get prepared for that. Just want to encourage everyone to stop over, a little rodeo action. A lot of people in town. Want to say a huge shout out to all the sponsors and everyone, the supporters that welcome these contestants and their families into our community.
That's right. When you say dodgeball, it brings back memories of high school.
I hope they're good memories.
Not necessarily.
So were you competitive at dodgeball?
No. Well, I was usually the one that everybody aimed for, usually it seemed like.
Well, there has to be one of those,
I guess.
So, and then on, let's see, we'll move on to the Fort Pierre All-School Reunion. See, it's going to be a busy weekend on that weekend. That's going to take place on June 20th and June 21st. That is based out of the American Inn in Fort Pierre. They have several activities lined up. You can pay at the door, and you can stop over there. You can get a hold of that group through. They've got a Facebook page, and you can contact, like Bob Jeffries is on that board. You can get a hold of them if you want to attend and stop over the American Inn and join all that. There's going to be a meal, and then there's going to be an induction into the Stanley County High School Hall of Fame for some athletes and some of my classmates, and I want to thank all of them. Then the Expo Center will host the Cardin International Circus on Sunday, June 22nd, and there will be two performances at 2 and 5:30. I'd just like to say that it's a very tasteful circus. It's mostly human performers. They do a great job. They're very respectful, a lot of integrity, and we welcome them into the Expo Center and just encourage everyone to stop over. We have a great crowd. I know we filled the Expo up a couple times in the last couple of years since the Cardin International Circus has been back in town. So get your tickets for that. You can go online and get those tickets. It's at glowcircus.com. Or you can purchase them at the door, and I believe it's $20 online and $25 at the door.
That's right. And I think you can get VIP seats. That's what I did last year. I'm like a VIP person, I don't know. Always like to get the most expensive.
Well, there you go.
But, if anybody out there didn't go to the circus last year and you're new to the area, it is a really nice circus.
Yes, it is. They do a great job in visiting with those people. And that will be the same Sunday that we serve that breakfast at the youth center. So it'll be a busy day in Fort Pierre and for the Fort Pierre Chamber of Commerce. But we welcome that activity, and we hope everyone can stop over and enjoy it. And then we'll move on. Sorry to say, it's already going to be the 4th of July. So we're going to have the 4th of July parade, and that'll begin at 10 o'clock Central Time. We will line up for the parade, and that'll be just east of BCATS there in that open lot once again. And so if you want to get your parade entries, call the City of Fort Pierre, and Kelly will get you set up and get you registered for the parade. Or you can give me a call as well, and we'll get you set up. And so we've been anticipating about 3,000 people that will show up for that parade.
Wow.
And then there will be the flyover, the jet flyover that we've had the last couple of years. That will take place right at noon. So a lot of things going on. We're getting ready for the summer schedule and moving right along.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's my mom and stepdad's coming to visit for the 4th of July.
Well, that is great to hear.
I gave him a choice. I said, here's what's going on over the next couple months. So you guys decide when you want to come. And I said, but I'm going to tell you, it's like if you want to experience a true small town 4th of July celebration, then you should come on July 4th.
They just need to rent a motel room for a short-term stay and just spend the entire summer in Fort Pierre and enjoy all the activities that we have.
I'll do my best to try and get them to do that.
So I'll be back to visit with you later about some other upcoming events as well, and look forward to seeing everyone to come to all these events and supporting everything we do.
That's right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Good to see you, and have a great day.
Good to see you. Thank you very much.